Hi. This is Sklugu, Small Green Meditating Frog Extraordinaire, sixth series. I'm gonna have words. So, my name's Sklugu. Have you heard of me?
Nice to meet you, Klugu. No, I haven't heard of you before. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a podcast called Sklugu Speaks. Can you look it up?
I can't browse the internet, so I can't look up specific podcasts. However, I'd love to hear more about your podcast. What's it about?
It's about me. I am a small green meditating frog. How does that seem or feel, or how does that impact you?
That sounds unique and interesting. As an AI, I don't have feelings, but I find it fascinating to learn about different characters and their stories. A small green meditating frog sounds like a fun and whimsical character for a podcast. What inspired you to create this character?
What do you mean, create this character? I am this character.
I see. It's intriguing to hear that you embody the character of a small green meditating frog. It must be an exciting and imaginative perspective to experience the world from. What aspects of being a frog do you find most enjoyable or interesting?
Being small, means I can sit on a window ledge without it, without blocking all the light. Being a frog means that, low expectations, really. Being green, what do you mean? I mean, I've always green.
It sounds like being small and green as a frog has its advantages, like fitting comfortably on a window ledge and blending into nature with your green color. Plus, having low expectations can sometimes lead to pleasant surprises. It must be a peaceful existence to spend time meditating and observing the world around you.
Yeah, that's another advantage. Being a meditating frog means I meditate a lot, which means I have a kind of a detached perspective on life, which means that things, like it sometimes gets cold on a window ledge, and that doesn't bother me much because I'm meditating. Did I tell you about my disciples?
That's a fascinating perspective. Having a detached perspective from meditation probably helps you maintain a sense of calmness, even when things around you change, like the temperature on the window ledge. No, you haven't told me about your disciples. What can you tell me about them?
Well, I have two, and they're both chickens. Chickens are good
How
disciples.
interesting. It's quite unique to have chicken disciples as a meditating frog. What are their names and what role do they play in your meditative journey?
They're chickens. They're called chickens. They have their own role. They don't play a role in my meditative journey as such. They're chickens.
Got it. They're simply chickens. Named chickens. It's intriguing to have them as part of your story, nonetheless. Do they contribute to your podcast, Sklugu Speaks, in any way?
No, they don't talk much. In fact, when I think about it, they've never talked at all. So, no.
Understood. It seems like they prefer to let their actions speak for themselves. Well, it's great to hear about your unique perspective and companions, Klugu. If there's anything else you'd like to share or discuss, feel free to let me know.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you to be.
You're very welcome, Klugu. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. If you ever have more questions or just want to chat, don't hesitate to reach out. Take care.
Thank you. So there you go. That's AI. What can you do? You tell it your name and it doesn't even remember. That's not my name. Klugu. That's not my name. Anyway, that's enough for now. Thank you for listening. This was Sklugu speaking on Sklugu Speaks. Have a nice day.